just fantasy. There's nothing, I find, there is absolutely nothing to be believed now. The Russians, who are not even the communists anymore, it's a pity, really, but they've gone and stopped being communists, which is not very fair of them. It's much easier to call them red. Whereas the Chinese can still be called Red China, so at least they're playing the old game. But it's fantasy.
And that wraps it up for another edition of Flashpoints. Our executive producer is Dennis Bernstein. Our roving producer and producer of Flashpoints in Espanol is Miguel Gavilan Molina. Our technical director is Mike Biggs. For more information about the show, to listen to or download archived episodes, log on to flashpoints.net or visit our SoundCloud page at soundcloud.com/flashpoints. For questions or comments about Flashpoints, you can contact Dennis at dennisjbernstein@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.
Listening to KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is hiring a program director to manage our programming department. This full-time position requires proven experience in program directing, radio audio production, management, and supervisory skills with volunteers, with an emphasis on teamwork and a collaborative setting, and the ability to work under strict deadlines. KBOO Community Radio is an equal opportunity and affirmative action employer. The deadline to apply for this position is Saturday, October 3rd. More information can be found at kboo.fm/employment.
You're listening to community-supported radio, KBOO Portland. It's our membership drive time. Every donation made today will be matched by devoted art supporter Ronnie S. LaCroute at kboo.fm/give. No one's at the station to take your calls, but you can show your support by giving online. Support KBOO now, and your donation will be matched dollar for dollar, up to $10,000 until September 20th, thanks to the Ronnie S. LaCroute Fund of the Oregon Community Foundation. So go now to kboo.fm/give, or you can mail a contribution to KBOO at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. Thank you, Ronnie, and thank you for supporting KBOO.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
I'm Dee Mae Roberts, stage and studio. We're listening to music by Portland's First Lady of Blues, LaRonda Steele, from her latest album, Spirit of Freedom. It's available at larondasteele.com and also in Portland at Music Millennium. LaRonda Steele is the Muddy Award winner for Best Female Vocalist presented by the Cascade Blues Association in 2016 through 2019, 3 years in a row, and is now a member of the Cascade Blues Association's Hall of Fame. She's worked with artists in Portland and also all over the world, including Curtis Salgado, Norman Sylvester, Thera Memory, and Janice Marie Scroggins. She's about to perform in Hallowed Ground. It's a performance with a collective of artists bringing 75 minutes of music, song, and spoken word in a concert that will be streamed and broadcast, but will also be performed live in a drive-in type setting, and that's happening September 20th at 6 to 7:15 p.m. And you can find out more at portlandplayhouse.org. It's my sincere pleasure to welcome back LaRonda Steele to stage and studio. It is so great to see you again, LaRonda.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be here.
Well, it's my honor too. It's it, you know, I admired you before, and I continue to admire you. You released an album earlier this year, and we played a cut from it at the beginning, called Spirit of Freedom, and it's a combination of you singing spirituals and civil rights songs, and also include spoken word, which is historical context, with Karen Trustee Haberman, and she's a longtime civil rights activist. And some of the titles of the songs are Freedom Summer, Call to Action, Keep Your Eyes on the Prize. Why did you think it was time to release this album this year?
I think, as an African American, I know it's always time to release this album. There's never a time where this album should not be released. I met Karen about 2 years ago, and she was going to speak at New Thought Center for Spiritual Living, and understanding her story, the ministry, the music and the ministry staff thought that I should be the person to sing, because Karen wanted all of these songs of freedom in her message, and they called me to do it, and I met up with her, and she told me her story, and I am a fan of documenting what's going on in the world and in your life musically, and so I said, let's put this on an album. Let's do this. And she was a little afraid, but we did it, and I'm glad to have done it. I was quite honored to meet her. I had never met a like she says, a lily white person who who actually marched. And this was, I knew it was the right time when I met her. I knew it was the right time.
Well, it seems very timely to because we are going through a civil rights movement now,
mm-hmm.
as if, you know, we haven't had to do that many, many times before. But it just seems like it's very telling that this album is available at this time. Yeah. Have you had much of a response on it?
I've had an amazing amount of response. I was down in Manzanita. My husband and I were doing a blues gig, and we were down in Manzanita, and I talked about the CD, and I sang a couple of songs from the CD, and the response, people came up to me with tears in their eyes, and they said, I marched too. I was there too. I met so many people who were there, and predominantly white folks, you know, and I didn't know. I was born after the movement, so I didn't really know much about it other than the songs that we sang in the black church. You know, I was very familiar with the music that Karen wanted me to do, because we sang those in church. And then there were some that I had never heard before, so I learned and opened my heart, and
we played earlier This Little Light of Mine, and that is, it's just such an important song, you know, just to remember that spirit within yourself, and
mm-hmm.
and when we feel especially overwhelmed, like we can't do anything, but every single person's light is so important.
That's right. I agree. It is.
Well, how have you been during this whole time? You know, the pandemic, societal upheaval. I mean, there's just such a, this is such a markedly different time from other times. How have you been?
Well, I've been up and down and in and out. The pandemic, I'll speak about it first, just took me in a tailspin, because the majority of the money that I make is through musical performance. And especially we were getting geared up for the summer and the fall, all the festivals, largest of which here for me is the Waterfront Blues Festival. Usually I have two or three features in it. So I'm like, that's a weekend I'll make really good money and I can pay the bills for August, you know. And when so many gigs got canceled, I immediately wanted to go to fear. So just really got scared and got depressed, and then just got relieved. You know, it gave me pause to take a breath and really find out what I really believe. Do I believe that the abundance of the universe is mine? Do I believe that God will take care of me? Because I've been singing these songs for my whole life. What do I believe? So did some soul searching and got back to what I believe. I mean, I have everything that I need. I just hold on to that. There's another song on the CD, Keep Your Eyes on the Prize and Hold On. And that's what I've done in regards to the pandemic. I am saddened by so much loss. I'm saddened. Oh, just the loss of lives and just the confusion that our country is in, making this a political thing instead of a human thing. Some people get tested, some don't. I mean, do I wear a mask? Do I not? And then the new rules, you know, about being outside, standing in line for groceries. It's certainly a test of faith. It's a test of patience. It's a test. It's like, what do you really believe? Who are you? Because that's when you really get to tell who you are, when the times are tough. And so far as the loss of lives of my brothers, the fact that we live in such an information age and the murder of Mr. George Floyd, and he, like so many others. So in the black society, we know that happens. I have a brother, he's African American, and I remember my mom having that talk with both him and me and my sister, that we're not free in this country. So we don't walk around like we're free because we're not. Just look at what happened to so many of us, the lynchings, the murders. My heart is just deeply saddened by this type of activity. I just don't understand such levels of hate. I just really don't understand it. I don't want to understand it. It makes me angry. It makes me sad that human beings can dehumanize others so much so that they can murder them. I don't know what else to say about that. My heart is heavy. And as a musician, I know I still have to go out and lift the hearts of people. That's my joy, to lift the hearts of people. But there are some times when I just don't even want to look at anybody. You know, I just want to curl up in my bed and watch Judge Judy. That's all I want to do. I don't want to go out.
She makes you laugh, huh?
and Law and Order, yeah. So just a gamut of emotions. It's a true opportunity to get to know oneself and what you believe. And I'm clear about what I believe. I'm clear about it.
Wow. I am just so impressed with everything you just said right now. It is a time of self-examination, but it's also a societal self-examination as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if you feel like the music industry is doing that, you know, because in other art forms right now, in theater, in visual arts, I think most of the performing arts are really looking at film and television. They're looking at just the fact that they have been really inadequate in supporting artists of color.
Mm-hmm.
That's an easy way of saying, that's a nice way of saying it, but really bad, actually, at supporting artists of color. Really tragically bad. So do you feel like the blues, you know, music, or just the music industry in general? Because it's not an easy path to be a woman of color in this industry at all.
Oh, boy. It's not. So this is so funny. I want to answer it in my pessimistic voice, but I'm always, you know, the glass is half full. It's not half empty. What I found as a person of color in blues in particular, and I've been to I've been to Italy and to Spain and to South America singing blues and gospel. I had the opportunity to a couple of years ago. In other countries, it seems to be so much more respected because it is an art form that has generated. They understand where the music generated from, and they honor that, and it's a part of the African American slave story. So it's valued in terms of what the music came out of and also its historical relevance to this country, to America. I can say for myself, it's hard. You know, I see my male white counterparts who play the blues fill up places. Folks just run to go see them. And then if a person like, you know, if I'm singing the blues, or if Lady Cat is singing the blues, it's just so hard to generate a following. And maybe that has to do with it's more exciting to see a guy playing guitar and, you know, doing that guy thing. Or do you want to hear a black woman sing it, you know? And I won't say that people don't show up, but I've come to the same club the next night, and I've seen it wall-to-wall people. And I try not to take that personally. I know that this is a predominant, Oregon is a predominantly white state. I understand that. And I'm singing the same type of blues they're singing. I grew up with it. Yet I don't feel like I have the following that some of the other artists who are not of color do. And I don't want to get into that, because I am so grateful for the opportunity to do what I love and have people even show up. I mean, that right there is pretty awesome. People who come to see me all the time and who love what I do. I mean, if there was just five of them, that's a blessing. I've learned to see that as a blessing, as well as when the places are full. But I just it makes my heart a little heavy. You know, I want to have an impact. I want people to hear me. I want to share the joy. I want the community and I want the popularity like the other artists, but it's just hard. It's just hard to find it. So if I can get some help with what to do, Demay, you can tell me. Should I start? I'm going to get some male strippers.
No. Well, I think people should start buying your albums right away, and to remember that, especially people who are making their living out of live performance, really could give their support right now to you and to other artists by buying their CDs, you know, or buying their downloads, you know, and supporting that way. In case you just join us, I am talking about support here because it's also membership drive time, and KBOO is looking to increase its membership. All dollars will be matched by art supporter Ronnie S. LaCroute at the Ronnie S. LaCroute Fund through the Oregon Community Foundation until September 20th. So your support at kboo.fm/give is very important. You can also mail a contribution to KBOO at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. And I also have a link to that at stageandstudio.org or kboo.fm/stageandstudio, where you can hear the podcast of this show. I'm Demay Roberts, Stage and Studio, with my guest, the legendary singer LaRonda Steele. And I have to say this, LaRonda, anybody who has seen you perform and to sing, I don't think that compares to anybody playing their guitar. I just have to say that. There's just no comparison at all.
Well, tell them that. Yes.
I'm telling them. You betcha. I'm always going to tell them that.
I love what I do.
So, LaRonda, feel free to ask, you know, I've been asking you some pretty heavy questions lately, so feel free to laugh at this next question.
Okay.
You are the first lady of blues here. Do you warm up?
Oh, boy.
What is your warm up?
You know what? I sure do. I do warm up. There have been times when you're younger, you know, you think, oh, I just hit the stage. Like when I used to sing at church, you just think you just hit the stage and your voice is just right there. And once I started to learn about the voice and vocal technique and being able to prayerfully be able to sing until I pass, until I transition to another life. You have to take care of it. You have to take care of the voice. So I warm up by, first of all, I do get nervous. I take nice deep breaths in through the nose because that calms down the nervous system, and I hold it. And then I do this exercise where I breathe in and I do quick little ch 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 on one breath, and I push the rest of the air out to warm up my diaphragm so that when I gotta hit those high notes, it's there, or when I hit a nice smooth ooh, I can hold that ooh as long as I can, as long as I want to. So I do that, and then I just do like some hums. And I, if I know I have to sing really quickly, I've been doing some studio work, and a song was, the delivery of the words was very fast. So I do the lip trills. I do all that, and I go, hunger. So I do warm up. And you know what? It helps. I be singing after I warm up. I hit all the notes that I want to hit.
I love that. It's like, I always warm up, but I really need it, you know?
So yeah.
It's nice to hear
I'll do some physical stuff. Do you do physical stuff as well?
Oh, yeah.
Like roll the neck and lift the hand up and breathe? Yeah.
Yeah, you got to do the physical because you carry so much tension in your body. In general,
yes.
Everybody does, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's so great. So also, you know, if you like this free music singing lesson that you just heard from LaRonda, I'm sure that she's available.
I do. I've got a couple of great students
now. And I was just joking. Yeah.
Oh, no, honey, I do. I do vocal coaching. I can do the vocal coaching via Zoom or in a place where we can be socially distanced. So, yes,
wow.
I do vocal coaching.
That's
yes.
Incredible. I'm so happy. Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Sign up. Get
LaRonda
a waiting Steele. List.
LaRondaSteele.com, baby.
Get a waiting list started. So I also, you know, I have to say, what is your if you were to give advice to aspiring blues singers, you know, what would be the number one thing? We talk about warm-ups, but after warm-ups, mm-hmm. What would be the number one advice you would give to an aspiring blues singer, blues and gospel singer?
Blues and gospel, I'd say be authentic. Because like we talked about earlier, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. That's the requirement. Be authentic. I would also say, do your homework, know your words, know your lyrics. And things are moving so quickly now. If you want to build your repertoire, maybe you can look at the words, but convey the message of what you're singing about. You have to be emotionally engaged. There's something you can find in any song that you can relate to. So find that piece. Be authentic to yourself. I can't sing like Mariah Carey. I'd sound like a fool trying to... I mean, you know what I'm saying? So be authentic to yourself. Don't be trying stuff that you cannot execute because we want you. We want to hear you in your natural way. So be yourself. Find something to attach emotionally to the song because you have a message. You're singing the words. I don't want somebody to just halfway tell me a story like, for you, my love, I'll do most anything. Does that sound like I'll do, you know what I'm saying? That don't sound like, so you'll say, for you, my love, I'll do most anything. You can say that so many different ways. You know what I mean? But say it your way. Convey the emotion. Tell me the story. Tell me the story with your voice. So.
And mean
it. That's the best. Yeah, mean it. Even if I used to get so embarrassed when I first started singing with Norman Sylvester. And there's this one blues song, "You Can Have My Husband, But Please Don't Mess With My Man." And I had just gotten married to Mark. My husband, Mark Steele. And Mark would be sitting out in the audience and Norman would call that song. And I'm like, Norman. And then I'd have to go up to Mark because I have to sing it like I meant it. And then I say, honey, you know, that's just a song. It's just a song. I didn't mean it, but I, you know, and we laugh about that. And he'd come and tease Norman. He'd say, oh, Norman, I see.
Well, that's just delightful. And I, you know, I don't want to run out of time. So I want to talk about Hallowed Ground. And
yes.
It's happening September 20th from 6 to 7:15 p.m. X-Ray FM is going to broadcast it live and also live stream it on their website. But also, you're going to be in a drive-in setting, you know,
yeah.
Place to be disclosed for a few select people who buy tickets.
That's right. Get your tickets. It's only a few slots for the drive-in, and you want to be up and close as we can safely and personal.
Well, it's really a wonderful collection of people. I mean, you know, you've got some of the best. You got Daryl Grant. I mean,
yes.
You know, Marilyn Keller. I mean, there's just so many people. Who
They're
else?
Both pretty dreamy
and
to work
Noah
with.
Noah Simpson, Ben Jones, Edwin Coleman III. I think he's the son of my ex-professor at the University
really?
Of Oregon, Ed Coleman. Yeah, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You should ask him.
I will.
But, I mean, it's a great collection of black artists. And so you're going to be performing in this drive-in setting. What's that going to be like for you?
It's going to be awesome. That's all I know. Just with the planning that has gone on, we've had months of planning. It was the dream child of Susanna Mars, the wonderful actress.
Yes.
She is so lovely. She said, she just kind of threw us together and said, this is my idea. What do you think about this? And then with the wonderful direction, I'll say, of Daryl Grant, because he's a professor, he took over immediately, you know, which is great. And Marilyn knows so many people around town. I believe she's a native. And it's going to be amazing. We are going to honor the indigenous people. We're going to honor African people from Africa. For me, especially Obo Addy from Ghana. I had the joy of my life working with Obo for about 10 years until he passed. And then we'll honor some African American and some gospel. I mean, and that's what it means, hallowed ground. Where, I can't say where it's going to be. Oops. The place where it's going to be when y'all find out, you'll understand what it means, hallowed ground. But wherever we are, it's hallowed ground. Wherever we step, wherever I shine my light, it is hallowed ground. And that's true for everybody. Yeah.
Beautifully spoke. And yes, it will be revealed once people buy their tickets. I think on the day of or the day before or something. But it'll be quite an adventure, if nothing else, right? Yeah.
It's going to be really fun. And I am believing that the weather is going to permit. And we've got three different acts, and we'll change the stage. I'm going to be working with my daughter, Lauren.
I love
Lauren. And my
Lauren.
Daughter, Sarah.
Lauren Steele.
Yeah.
She did
Lauren
the best
Steele.
Solo show, a solo performance that I've seen, you know, in an actress, you know, for a very long time. She was phenomenal at Clackamas Rec.
She was. She got the Drammy for that.
Yes, she did. Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Oh, we were so excited. I get a lot more excited than she does. Well, the way I express it. So I did a lot of shouting and running around.
You have two talented daughters, Sarah and Lauren, and I'm sure they have learned a lot from you, LaRonda Steele.
Yes, I've learned from them too. And my husband, Mark Steele, is going to be playing keyboards for me, for us as a family.
Just a talented family. What can you say?
Yeah. I could say thank you, God. We both come from long lines of musicians and artists, both Mark and I. And I came from the Midwest and he came from the Northwest, and we met here in Portland. And looky here.
Well, I'm glad that you're going to be performing, and I'm glad to be able to talk with you today. Once more, Hallowed Ground is happening September 20th at 6 to 7:15 p.m. And you can find out more and get tickets at portlandplayhouse.org. And I'm glad that Portland Playhouse has been sponsoring this event and helping out with this, because
Me too.
Is also, you know, being an ally. And, you know, this is what we need to do as community people and artists, is to pitch in together and to support each other this way.
A huge thank you to them. They have been so wonderful throughout this whole process. So I will be going to see all the plays.
Well, you know, it gives me hope when people can pitch in together and not be competitive all the time, you know?
Right,
the competition is, at this point, where we are in society right now, there's just no point to it.
There's no point, honey. Just be glad people are still coming out and enjoying the arts. We can't let that go. It keeps us sane. It keeps us civil. It keeps us civilized.
Yeah, and it keeps us, with hope, and it helps us keep alive. LaRonda Steele, thank you for talking today via Zoom, and it's so much of an honor to speak with you.
Oh, thank you, DeMay.
Well, you stay well. You stay well.
You too. You too, DeMay.
That's it for Stage and Studio. Hear the show again on stageandstudio.org or kbu.fm/stageandstudio. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and like us on facebook.com/stage_studio. Till next time, I'm DeMay Roberts. We're going out with another song from LaRonda's latest album, Spirit of Freedom. It's available at LaRondaSteele.com and also Music Millennium. Support art.
Paul and Silas were bound in jail. Had no money for to go their bail. Keep your eyes on the prize and hold on. Hold on. And hold on. Paul and Silas began to shout. Jail door opened and they walked out. Keep your eyes on the prize and hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on. Keep your eyes on the prize and hold.
Listening to KBOO Portland.
Andy Wawo looks a scream. Hand him on my wo-o-o-o. Andy Wawo, silver screen. Can't tell them apart at all.
My name's Joseph Gallivan. You're listening to Art Focus on KBOO Portland. My guests this week are Kristen Kennedy and Erin Boberg. They're the artistic directors at Pica, and they're here talking about TBA.